From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two Coptic Christian churches in Egypt were the targets of suicide bombing Sunday that killed at least 44 people and wounded dozens more. The attacks were claimed by Islamic State. Funeral processions were held late Sunday. Among the mourners, Coptic priest Tawfiq Kobesh, who described what he called the miserable and painful feeling caused by this cruel experience. The churches targeted were St. George in Tanta, north of Cairo, and St. Mark's Cathedral in Alexandria. Coptic Pope Tawadros had been leading a mass there at the time of the blast but escaped injury. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. He said security forces are searching for those responsible. Coptic Bishop Suriel in Melbourne, Australia, welcomed the heightened security measures.
Lots more needs to be done to step up the security to protect Christians that are losing their lives. There's police officers that are also losing their lives in the Sinai region.
Pope Francis, scheduled to visit Egypt later this month to announce the bombings, expressed his deep condolences. President Donald Trump tweeted his sadness, condemned the attacks, and expressed great confidence that President Sisi will handle the situation properly. A Chinese warship and an Indian helicopter joined forces to prevent an attack by pirates on a Tuvalu-flagged merchant ship in the Gulf of Aden by suspected Somali pirates. The vessel came under attack Saturday. A Chinese boarding party reached the 19-member Filipino crew holed up in the ship's strong room Sunday after they sent out a distress call. The attempted hijacking came just days after pirates seized an Indian dhow en route to Bosaso from Dubai. This is VOA News.